بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباد الذين اصطفى اما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ومن يعظم شعائر الله فانها من تقوى القلوب فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يرفع بهذا الكتاب اقوام ويوضع الاخرون او كما قال عليه الصلاه والسلام صدق الله العظيم صدق على رسوله الكريم respected elders and brothers may Allah ta'ala make whatever is hidayat and the hidayat of entire mankind say ameen before I continue the youngsters and those that got no back problem kindly come forward nicely inshallah and complete your safs like how Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned that when we make our rows like how the angels make the rows complete your first row then the second so all of you that are in the back come forward and complete the rows in front inshallah this is not my advice Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said and on top of that you'll be following the angels so come forward inshallah I'm waiting for you to come forward please come forward inshallah Allah give us hidayat say ameen how important to take whatever Rasulullah SAW says seriously Allah give us understanding really respected elders and brothers one of the ways and most important ways of gaining barakat blessings success is to have respect and azmat revere whatever is associated with Allah's things and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to mark as examples we find sahaba radhiyallahu anhum ajma'in had such azmat for beloved rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam subhanallah if nabi kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam spat they grabbed that spat and they put that on their bodies if nabi kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam made wuzu pour down his elbows or his beard they would take that and they would apply it on their bodies understanding that there was barakat in that there was blessing in that subhanallah in the battle of uhud habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam was injured blood was oozing out of the face cheekbone of rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam from his face from his lip malik bin sinan radhiyallahu anhu licked the blood of rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam no order nothing ishq of nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam respect for rasulullah sallam azmat of rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam understanding that this is the blood of the nabi of allah subhanahu wa taala habib Say sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned whoever's blood is mixed with my blood the fire of jahannam will not touch him Abdullah bin Zubair radiyallahu anhuma a young boy I would say when nabi kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam left this world he may have only been about 7 years old as a young boy he may have been 5 or 6 years old Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave him some blood of his which he had removed from his body he says go and bury this after that nabi kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked him abdullah did you bury my blood he says no kya kya tumne what did you do with it he says ya rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam I drank your blood subhanallah nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said him Whoever's blood is mixed with my blood, the fire of Jahannam will not touch. A kid of that age, understanding the azmat, the greatness, the status of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Azmat. Subhanallah. Hazrat Maymuna radiyallahu anha, our mother, the wife of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Her sister was married to Abbas radiyallahu anhu Ummi Fazal Ummi Fazal tells her son, Abdullah, beta, my son, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is by your khala's house tomorrow evening. You go and spend the night of a day, see how he spends the night so that we can take lesson. And come and teach us how Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spends his night so that we can learn. Subhanallah, Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhuma goes at his khala's house while Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is there. But again, look at his azmat, look at his understanding and that tarbiyah that his mother must have made and his father must have made. This is the Nabi of Allah. Make the khidmat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Dekho tum kya kar sakte Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam ke liye. See what you can do for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Subhanallah, chota bacha, small youngster, young boy, what does he do? He keeps, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he knows going to wake up for tahajjud. So he keeps water ready for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He keeps the miswak ready for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam gets up and he sees this, that mashallah, all my arrangements have been made for me to make tahajjud namaz. This youngster has made this khidmat of mine. Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam gives his dua, Allahumma allimhu ta'wilul kitab. Allah, give him the understanding of the kitab. Give him the knowledge of the Quran al-Kareem. Subhanallah, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma is known as the mufassir of this ummah. He is known as the one that has the best, greatest commentator of the Quran al-Kareem on the barakat of the dua of who? Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How and when? When he had the azmat, when he had the respect, when he had the respect and the greatness of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his heart. That is why I say, respected brothers, respect every command of Allah, every hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When I am saying to you, "Bhai, come forward," I'm not saying because I want you to listen to me. This is the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When you have respect and reverence, Allah will give you hidayat. This is when you get the barakat and the respect. This is such an important aspect. Beloved brothers, respect for everything that is linked to deen. In this regard, whether it's the Quran, whether it's our ustaz, whether it's the madrasa, whether it's the masjid, whether it is every ahkam of Allah, even the azan, I must respect it. I must keep quiet. I must answer the azan. I must respect all these things. When I do all this, Allah will give me hidayat. That is the door to hidayat. That is the door to barakat. Allah make us understand. Say Ameen. Subhanallah. Allahu Akbar. Can you imagine? One learned person, alim, is passing by one village and there's a janaza there. Nobody knows how to give ghusl, kafan, dafan, nothing. Allah makes it that a Allah wala person, alim, goes past over there. So they see this man, there's a hazrat, this person has passed away, can you assist us? He says, no problem. He did the ghusl, he did the kafan, he made the janaza, and he buried the person. Allah Ta'ala to teach us, to show us a lesson. All of us. This person's important document fell into the qabr. He was obliged to open the grave after some time. When he went to open the grave, subhanallah, subhanallah, his grave was a garden of Jannat with the light and the fragrance that was coming out of a day. And basically this person is all in beautiful condition. And right on the top is his document. He picks it up. He closed the grave and he goes to that person's family. Bhai, usne kya kya kamal kya kya Allah Ta'ala ne unka aise, unko Jannat diya. How did Allah make his qabr like that of Jannat? So, she says, look, this was a village of all ignorant people. He couldn't read the Quran. He didn't know much about deen. But he had one beautiful quality. That beautiful quality for us to recognize and realize and put into our hearts. What was it? He said, every day he used to take the Quran Sharif. Even though he could not read, he would pick it up, he would kiss it, bring it to his eyes, and he would run his fingers on it and say, Ye mera Rab ka kalam hai. This is my Rab's kalam. These are the words of my Rab. These are the words of my Rab. So much of love he showed for the Quran Kareem that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it such that even though he couldn't read the Quran Kareem, Allah ta'ala gave him Jannat and for us to know about it. What was it? The azmat of the kitab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My respected elders and brothers, this important lesson regarding the Quran Kareem. Beloved brothers, there are those people, there are incidents of those people who have become believers just because they respected the Quran Kareem. They respected the kitab of Allah. Some of them just read the translation of the Quran Kareem and became believers. My respected elders and brothers, first lesson, Mubarak month of Ramadan. What is our respect for the Quran Kareem? What is our respect for the Quran Kareem? Am I reading the Quran? Am I trying to read the Quran? Alhamdulillah, in our masjid we have that arrangement for those that can't read the Quran. After Asr, go downstairs, inshallah, you can start learning to read the Quran. Abhi bhi churu kar sakte. Now too you can start. But please, start with the Quran. Learn to read the Quran. Learn to respect the Quran. Hold that kitab with love. Keep that kitab with love. Respect that kitab and read the kitab. Take it serious. That's one aspect. My respected elders and brothers, second big problem and concern, where is my love for my deen, for my Quran, for my, you know, salah? Why is it such that we are at the beginning of Ramadan, then after that our masjid are gone less? Where are you going to? Mubarak month of Ramadan. Every letter that you will be reading or listening, Allah is giving you 100 hasana while standing in salah. Are I asked you, what is in Surah Fatiha? How many letters over there? How much of sawab Allah is giving you? You can't make a little bit of sacrifice of standing for an hour. Why are you running away? You can't perform the 20 rakats. Allah, give us understanding. Have that azmat, Allah will give you hidayat. Have that respect, Allah will give you hidayat. This is that one angle. Importance of respect of the Quran Kareem. In every way we must respect the Quran. Quran Sharif, we don't write on that thing with our pens. We hold it with respect. We keep it with respect. And with that, we make amal upon the Quran. We take the Quran serious. The commands of the Quran serious. Then only Allah will give us hidayat. I ask. Just take one ayat of the Quran Kareem. Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يُتِعِ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولَهُ فَقَدْ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا. He who obeys Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam will gain a great success. Where is success? Obeying Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Living your life like Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is showing azmat to the Quran. That this is the command of Allah. I will take it serious because Allah is telling me. Oh, Hafiz Sahib, will you look only like a Muslim in the month of Ramadan? And after Ramadan, I don't even see you in the masjid. You don't even look like a Musliman. Where is your respect? The same applies to those homes. But you want to make your son a Hafiz, but you've got all the haram in your home. Where do you expect him to get Jannat? Allah give us understanding. How important this is. Just to again explain about importance of azmat, respect. Allahu Akbar, ajeeb incident. Hindu person, before leaving this world, Allah blessed him with iman. On inquiry why Allah gave him iman, why Allah gave him hidayat? Ajib. He saw his son eating food in front of the Muslims in the month of Ramadan. Father went and gave him one tamacha, gave him one shot. You got no respect. These people are fasting and you eating. He showed respect, a non-Muslim, for the month of Ramadan. And look what Allah gave him. Now I ask, reflect, O Musliman, do we have the respect for the Mubarak month of Ramadan? Am I spending my time in the masjid or am I watching TV? Am I wasting my time in useless things? Where is my respect? By Allah, don't need your ibadat. Allah doesn't need you. Allah will protect. Allah can make us lose iman and they can become believers. And it's happening like that. Because they have the azmat. I beg you and I plead to you, respect the month of Ramadan. Respect the month of Ramadan. Take the month of Ramadan serious. It's not a play month that, you know, few days we make ibadat and after that I can carry on and do as I live. I want to live and I don't take, I just fast. I don't make my salah. I don't take the month serious. Allah give us this month, the object of which is that we should change our lives. Change our lives. This month is not only one month. This month is preparing you for the rest of your life, that you realize Allah is watching me and I will become an obedient servant of Allah and I must lead my life according to the commands of Allah. It's not only for one month. So I plead to you, beloved brothers, look into your souls. First and foremost, make tawbah. Allah, forgive us for our shortcomings and our mistakes. And Allah, I want to lead my life in accordance to your commands and the way of Rasulullah. Say that, inshallah. And I plead again to the Hafizes. I don't want to see you only coming here in Ramadan. Bye, you're a Musliman, not only Ramadan. Why are you not performing your salah in the rest of the year? Where are you? I would just say that those places that have salah, the Taraweeh, if their Hafiz is not on deen, by don't allow him to perform Taraweeh. Those homes should put their homes right also. Allah make us understanding. I'm being frank, I'm being open, I'm telling because it's a concern. We don't want to lose our deen, which our elders had sacrificed to bring us to this level. And then today we are losing it. Because we have taken everything casual. The wafas have become casual. We have become casual. Our deen has become casual. Regarding the respect of the masjid, we have become casual. Everything has been taken as a joke and, you know, just a ritual. Allah give us understanding. Wa akhira da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Thank you.